I'd say if you're going to do it, then JP says don't do it. And that he would know.
He would know.
Welcome to DL Gaming, the not-so-PC PC gaming podcast. I'm Bobby.
I'm Emilio.
And we are remote today, and this is going to get out a little late here. Should we give them the long, boring truth, or should we just tell them it was rolling blackouts?
It's rolling blackouts matched with fucking heat wave, man. It's like, it's super fucking hot, and there's no AC in our studio, so we decided... And you know, I'm still in the garage, but it's still not that room. Like, that room is the epicenter of heat in this house. So there's that. Then, you know, we usually record on Sundays, and I pushed it to Monday, and then Bobby pushed it to Tuesday, and then here we are, late Tuesday. But we're getting it done.
Yeah.
Once again.
In the nick of time.
Yep.
Yeah. So it feels like forever since we've recorded, so some of the stuff that I got to talk about is going to be like, I'm going to have to jog my memory here, but
luckily, I did get a chance.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, luckily everything that I played was very recent. Like, I didn't get time until the end of this week. So,
oh, okay.
So it's still good that we got that extra time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I did have time to play this week, which was exciting. I'm right back to being busy though, man. I'm back at work and just, things are crazy again.
So what's work like?
Work is weird, man. So, you know, the reason that we had to push it back, you know, I think I had a better excuse for pushing it back. So you pushed it back because you were tired when you came home from work. I pushed it back because I had forgotten that I started classes on Monday.
Hey, man, I paid 77 hours last week, man.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
But all the classes are being done remotely at the college, and it's so weird because it works so well at the college level. Like, I've taken a lot of online classes before, and they didn't have that Zoom component, that synchronous learning, but this one does, and it works so well, man. Like, I was concerned because I'm taking a video editing class and a documentary filmmaking class. I'm like, how are they going to do that online? But I was pretty impressed by how they're pulling it off. Now, meanwhile, teaching at a middle school level is a disaster.
You're a big time naysayer, man. You're like,
of remote classes or online classes?
This is never going to work. This is going to be terrible. Well, that's so bad.
That's what I'm trying to explain here. Like, at the college level, I'm like, wow, this is great. This is really working. At the middle school level, it's like a garbage fire, man. It's like that meme from Community where people are, you know, just running around the house. Everything's literally on fire. Like, it's so nuts. I mean, the year hasn't even started yet, but it's, I don't know.
Isn't it kind of your job to get that working pretty well?
I mean, I'm not making all the decisions. I am actually pretty impressed with like a lot of the decisions they've come to. I'm like, oh, that really makes sense. That's, you know, sounds like it's going to work. But any way you go around it, you're trying to teach little kids remotely. Like, it's not going to be very effective, and it's going to be a headache for everybody. But you know,
it's not the software; it's the kids being kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with a whole bunch of different problems. But I don't know. We'll see what happens when we get to that. But the good news is I did have that one week where I was actually able to play some games, and a lot was actually happening this week, or last week, I should say. First of all, Dwarfheim was having an open beta. I mentioned that last episode. This is like the first time I played the game and actually like, okay, this feels like a game. They've made so many improvements. It's made such a difference right down to little things like, let me bring this up a little bigger on screen, right down to the little things like even the responsiveness of the units when you click and move them around just feels so much better. The game just, Like the game is completely evolved now that you're playing against other people. It used to be just, you know, send your warriors over immediately and harass, and like that was it. That was the only strategy. Now it's like, okay, we actually got a game going here. Now I will say this though. This is a, if you don't know, Dwarfheim is a 3v3 RTS game where one person is down underground on a different level in these mines playing Factorio and sending those resources up to the builder who is building the town. And then you have a third person who just controls the military units. I was not able to join a single game as anything but the military units because everybody wants to play the miner. And then they can't get the miner, so then everybody takes the builder. And still, even queuing up for like the warrior, it's like a 5 to 15 minute queue.
Yeah, I would imagine their player pool isn't very deep. And on top of that, so even people trying it out for the first time, once they wait 2 minutes, they don't have the patience for that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I mean, the minor part is really... They've made it a little bit better for the Warriors. Like, they've given you some stuff to do early game, and they've given you more units to play with. So it definitely is getting a lot better, but I still feel kind of like it's weighted towards... the miner, like that's the most fun role to play. It's also the most hard or the harder role to play. So you need the higher skill cap there. Like, you know, my first game, the miner on my team just didn't really know what he was doing. We just weren't getting the resources. The game was pretty much over, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm glad to see the game's progressing. They're still aiming. Let's see. Their release date is fall 2020. So that's not that far away.
So I'd imagine something like the miner, once you figure out what you're supposed to do, you could probably get the time down quicker, right? You're just like, do this, 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 and then do you do the exact same things every day, every time you play the game? Or what are the changing factors that would change you from just doing a checklist 1 through 15?
As the miner, see, that's the thing. Like, I have not really figured out. So in Warcraft 3 and a lot of RTS games, they call that a build order. Like, if you're rushing rifles in Warcraft 3, then your build order is like house, lumber mill, or altar, lumber mill, house, or something like that. And then spawn one guy. And like, it's very set in stone what you're supposed to do. This game, nobody's really figured out any meta or strategy, so you're just trying to do the best you can.
Gotcha. But you do get raided. The mine can get raided, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the miner's underground. That's a whole nother level that you can play with. So I was kind of playing this game as the warrior with the opponents where I would go underground and then just go to the other side of the map, pop back up and do kind of a sneak attack, like hit and run, basically. And then use that to navigate the map pretty quickly. Well, the biggest difference they've made for the Warriors is that they've given you this control point. If you capture these control points around the map, they make your army more powerful. Like, you do this percentage more damage. If you capture like more of them, you do a higher percentage of damage. So you have something to do. You have something to fight over and like these points to contest. And it's totally just changed the game for the Warrior. Still, like, this game is pretty rough and I think has a ways to go, but I'm excited to see the progress.
They're going in a good direction.
Yeah. And I was worried because the last time I played it, their last open beta, and they were saying like a fall release and it just seemed so rough. But, you know, if they keep at it with this, it looks like they'll make it. And hopefully other people are checking it out and playing it. I think you can still get into the beta. I'm not sure. Like, I know you have to actually sign up for it. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they pull it off. And if they have to take more time, hopefully they take more time and not put out a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they've got a great idea here. And it's slowly coming to life.
Yeah. I played a lot of little things, a lot of the stuff from the week before, but I just continued with them. I finished the story in Mortal Kombat 11. I would say, like, you know, a big selling point of the game is just the amount of content that they have. You could do all kinds of stuff. There's just so much good stuff you could do. One of the big ones is beating the game. And beating the game, you're watching this, like, movie play out. I would say 20% of it is actual fighting, and the rest of it is all you know, like a CGI movie, basically. And is the movie good? I'd say it's like a B movie. You know, I think for the most part, they take themselves a little too seriously. They're trying to push out, you know, how big of a deal this was. It's basically interdimensional combat and all this stuff. And yeah, it's a serious thing, but you know, there's a lot of room there for comedy, and it kind of lacked there. I think it was Kung Lao, the guy with the hat, the hat with the blade around it. He had like two good lines in the entire thing, and that was the only times that it was funny. I wish it was a little funnier, but the action sequence is really good, and I finished it, so it was definitely worth doing that. Next, I'm gonna play the Aftermath DLC, where the story picks up right after you beat the last boss. We'll see how that goes, and then finally after that, I will start practicing picking my character and start practicing.
How long did it take you to beat the game?
It's long, man. It's really long. And I wasn't losing. I might have lost twice the entire time. On the boss, I lost probably 6-7 times before I beat her. But for the most part, I was just winning. I would say, man, that story must be 3 hours long, the fighting. So it's a good amount of time.
3 hours? I guess that's not bad for a... Well, I have no idea how long the single player usually goes for
these fighting games. Well, for a fighting game, like, if you go to Street Fighter 2, you're talking 20 minutes, maybe, if you don't lose. You know what I mean? And every other fighting game ever before
that's
that.
That's a Super Nintendo game from, like, 1994, though.
Okay, all Street Fighters, then.
Yeah, what was the other one? Justice League? That's not the name of it. You know
Injustice.
What I'm talking. What Justice?
Injustice,
yeah. Wasn't that one like 4 to 6 hours long?
I would say so. It might be that long. It might be that long. I'm not sure. Oh, I could just look it up.
But, I mean, that's only like a fraction of the game, too. It's kind of hard to judge it just on that. I mean, that's a single player. Sure. It's really about the multiplayer and then all the other modes that they have.
So I have 10 hours on record, but I left it running a few times. So maybe it is 4 to 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of CGI content, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, I'll talk about Succubus. I played that this week. I was planning on playing the Succubus prologue and the other prologue we talked about last week, Lustful something, Lust from Beyond. Yeah, yeah. I didn't get to that one, but I did play the Succubus prologue. And I like how these games are doing that. They're creating this basically a demo, or it's kind of like the shareware model where they give you the first level for free. And I guess it kind of introduces you to the story a little bit, but it's not like super necessary that you play it so you understand like the story of the game. It's all right. So the idea with this is from the Mad Mind Studio, the guys who made Agony. I played that a couple years ago. I liked it, even though a lot of people hated it. But that was one of those run-and-hide games. This Succubus was their idea to take all those assets but make more of a combat game. And you know what it really feels like is like a low-budget version of Doom. I mean, they're really... Doom has much more, I mean, sure, it's a hellish landscape, but I think it's much more cartoonish, not really cartoonish, but it's supposed to be like kind of fun and, you know, awe-inspiring. This is supposed to be like scary and demonic and disturbing and a little offensive too. Like they really go for that edgy stuff, but you're doing basically the same thing. You are running around, attacking people, you're building up like points and then unleashing bigger attacks, and you can do other attacks to get health back. You can change out your armor, your weapon, and you can adopt different play styles. You drop into these areas where it's just kind of like a free-for-all. They just send waves and waves of enemies at you. In fact, one really good part about this game that I like, or the prologue itself, is that it has like just the game itself, which will maybe take you about 40 minutes, like just the prologue. And it's all right. It's kind of cool. You get an idea of what the game's all about. But then they have this other mode where you just hop into an area and they send an unlimited amount of enemies at you. And it's like wave survival. And they got a leaderboard and everything. So it's kind of cool. You can test out like different weapons and all that stuff, and it kind of gives a lot of content to a very small game. So I thought that was really cool. The game itself, though, like it needs a little bit of work. I noticed when a lot of enemies were coming at me, it really slowed down and just started getting kind of choppy, stuttering, and you know, it's not like that intense graphically. You know, I mean, Doom never slowed down on me, so you know, it's obviously not a problem with my hardware. So maybe there's a few little things they need to optimize there, but you know, the gameplay is not bad. I find the setting kind of interesting. It does kind of seem like they go a little too far, like they're trying to be super edgy sometimes, like the whole like pulling fetuses out of like pregnant women for health packs and like some of the other stuff.
Why wouldn't you do that? What's weird about that?
I guess. I mean, if you're a gynecologist, maybe that's just a normal day for you. Yeah. Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah, but you are talking about a $50 million game versus like probably a...
Exactly. Like it's not fair to compare this to Doom or Doom Eternal.
Oh, you did it three times.
Yeah, so I totally did.
Cut him a break,
dude. Well, it definitely... I mean, it's not fair to judge them. You can compare them. Like, it's fine, man. Like, they're not going to charge $60 for this game. They don't have a price announced for Succubus yet. I mean, it's not bad. I kind of enjoyed this. I'm so done with those run-and-hide games. I just can't do it anymore, man. Like, it's not 2015 anymore. Let's all move on. Yeah. So I kind of enjoy that they went more for combat. And, you know,
fighting?
Demons, all sorts of demons, flying demons. And they all have different powers.
Explain why a demon is fighting other demons?
So it's interesting. The story from the first game, Agony, was you are this human soul who got thrown to hell and... Basically, you made, it's very Faustian, you made a deal with the devil, so you got all these riches or whatever in life, but you sold your soul to the devil, now you died, and you are...
paying the price.
Yeah, you're paying the price. And the succubus, who I'm wondering if it's the succubus from this game, I assume that it is, the succubus comes up to you and says, "You want to get? I can get you out of here, but this is what you have to do." And so the whole game is you going through all the things that she says you have to do. And eventually, spoiler alert, yeah, sure. Spoiler alert, skip ahead 20 seconds if you don't want to hear this. What happens at the end is you find out she's been tricking you. She's been using you to basically open
a succubus tricking you?
I know, man. Did not see it coming. I mean, yeah. But she tricks you into opening like the gates of hell and basically starting the apocalypse. So the joke is that, yes, she fulfilled her promise. Like she said, I would... I'll get you out of hell, but guess what? Hell came to earth, so boom, you're dead. So, like, at the very end, it is kind of funny. Like you go to earth, but then hell comes down, and you just get, like, squashed by a giant demon or something like that, like, very unceremoniously. So, I think... And throughout this entire time, through the first game, the succubus is, like, this big, important character. She's like, yeah, sure, she's a demon, but she's also... vying for power, you know, she's like trying to get more control and become more powerful. So maybe that's what this game's about.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, this looks, honestly, I think this is going to be better received than Agony.
So, another game that has fetuses being pulled out of women's uteruses is Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout. Actually, it couldn't be any further from the truth. You play as a costume jelly bean and you race against other people. Already talked about it. But I've continued to play it. And I've played it multiplayer with friends. And it really shines as that. It's already fun on its own. But once you add friends, you know, it's so casual. It's like perfectly casual. You know, you play, one of you gets knocked out, you make fun of that friend because he didn't make it, the other two of you did, and then you go on to the next one and you keep going until somebody else gets knocked out. You make fun of that guy, and then it just, and the other persons that are getting knocked out are watching you and kind of cheering you on or talking shit or whatever. It's just a really cool hangout. Unfortunately, there's only four people, I think, is the max. So
four people,
it's not a great game night game. But I played with groups of people, and it's really enjoyable, man. And, you know, if you get a cool new item, or I mean, not an item, but a new cosmetic, you put it on, everybody's like, ooh, you know, you
Is
have
it
an
just
audience.
skins or do you have?
It's all just skins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because some of these skins are great, man. I'm looking at that hot dog, the French fries. They announced another one this week. I can't
The
remember what
Scout.
you. Yeah, the Scout from TF2. I don't know what you had to
Yeah.
do to get it. I didn't look that
Five
far.
crowns. So you get a crown every time you win the whole thing, the whole
Oh, so
tournament.
you purchase it.
No.
Or you
You
just
get it.
get it.
Well,
Are
you have to
crowns
get.
like currency that you have and you can
Yeah.
spend it on
Crowns are a
skins?
currency. Yes.
Okay.
You unlock one crown every six levels, or every time you win, you get one. So I got my first win, and what was interesting about it is that I thought I was on the win. I believe is on the fifth stage. I thought I was on the fourth stage, so there wasn't that much pressure for me. Like I was just like, doing it normal, whatever. And then they're like, "Hey, you won!" And I was like, "Yeah, I won. I'm going to the fifth stage." They're like, "No, that was it." And I was like, "No, like I didn't win." And then I saw the end screen. I was like, "Oh shit, I fucking won!" And I think that like, had the pressure been on, I probably wouldn't have been able to pull that
Yeah,
off.
you
It
might have
was a
choked.
tight, it was a tight race, man. It was my favorite stage. There's this stage where there's these hexagons. And there, let's say there's 15 levels of hexagons, and they disappear. It's a disappearing platform game. As soon as you touch one, 1 second later, it falls.
Okay.
So the idea is just run on the hexagons or jump around until as long as you can, because you don't want to fall to the next level. But one of the downsides of staying at the top is that once you do fall, the other levels have already been destroyed by the other players, so you don't know. It's all luck on whether or not you fall on another platform. Anyway, me and this guy, dude, we were like neck and neck. We were on the same platform running down this thing, and I made a jump. I made it. He didn't make it. There's the win. It was epic, dude. I really enjoyed it.
Came down. Yeah, man, the Battle Royale formula just works so well.
Agreed. Especially with something like this. If we could cut down on the load times, that would help this game out a ton.
The load times
A
are
ton.
long?
In between levels, yeah, it's not the best.
Wow.
I mean, it's not crazy. It's not like 3 minutes, but you want more, you want more, you want more, and it takes, a minute and a half or whatever it is, a minute. It's just too long.
Damn.
I think the server's checking in with every player one by one to make sure
Okay.
that they're all still there, I think is what's going on.
Yeah, well, because they did say they were having trouble with servers. That was the whole story last week, and they still have the notice up on their Steam page, so I don't know, maybe they're still a little overloaded.
Yeah,
Maybe
and
that's adding to it.
the thing about the Scout, so every week they have a new one that you can buy with the crowns, and I don't know where like last week's design goes. You know what I mean? I don't know if there's an archive of them. I don't know if they're like if they time out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they're only around for 1 week and then you can't ever get them again. Because I haven't looked too much in the store, but it looks that way. It looks like these are for around for a week or whatever. Like I have a toucan outfit, so if you didn't buy it that week, I'm not sure if you can get it back.
Toucan. I'm sure it comes back around eventually, but yeah, there probably is some scarcity to it, which motivates
Makes it
people.
cooler.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think so.
definitely.
But as far as the fries, the Coke, and the hot dog, that's a paid, cash paid. I think it's $5 for those three,
Really?
which is not
Okay.
bad because they
Fast
look
food
fucking
costume
sweet.
pack, $5.
Yeah,
Yep.
there you go.
Collector's pack, $10. What do you get in
Yeah,
the
it was.
collector's pack? Looks
I
like
think
a
there's
pirate, a
five.
unicorn, a space guy. I'm only seeing three.
Oh, maybe it's three. I thought it was really interesting that that one is reviewed like mostly negative or like
Yeah, it
mixed or
is.
something, and the other one is like very positive. And I was wondering like what you knew what you were getting.
Well, this
What?
guy here says the negative reviews are simply due to some players not receiving the costumes and kudos upon
Oh.
repurchase.
Well, you get kudos too. Kudos is the common currency.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, so again, looks like another technical issue that they're having with that.
Yeah. It must be tough being a small developer, having a success, and then being a victim of your own success. That's got to be so frustrating, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I might be a good problem to have, but I don't
It's better than not selling at all, just sticking around,
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
looking for single purchases to trickle in.
So because I had so much time this week, I played a little bit of Deep Rock. I played a little bit of Divinity, just like the regulars. But I got some exciting news with Divinity Original Sin 2. So I am officially farther in that game than I have ever been. I have made it
Boom.
to the Nameless Isle, which I've got 150 hours in this game, and I've never made it this far. This is right where you and I had left off.
Okay.
I've got good news about that too. So you remember when I started a playthrough with Sniper. I didn't understand the whole profiles thing, and I overwrote all our auto saves. But I had one manual save from our game. Well, now that I've played through Reaper's Coast, I know that that manual save of our game is, I mean, aside from that one fight, we had a really hard time, hence the manual save. Aside from that, we're like 20 minutes till the end of that island where we had left off
Oh,
at.
okay.
So we really aren't that far behind. We could totally pick that back up. But that fight was really a pain. It was the fight where the demon like possesses one of your characters and your character
Oh,
attacks the
yeah.
other ones. It's just really
And it's
bad.
on an elevated level, if I remember right.
Yeah, there's
So,
two stories.
yeah, there's two stories.
And he'll possess like different people too. So if you try to send one of them in first, like, yeah, take the weak guy. He'll do that, but then he'll hop to somebody else.
I think it
It's
You
tough.
deserve a little bit of praise, dude. Like, you get a congratulations, Bobby, because you made it to the last level. Most games, that's not something. Oh, you made it to the last level, like, fuck you. But this game, you might be the only person I've ever known that got to
Well,
the
it's
last
funny
level.
that you mentioned that because I did want to talk about that. So when you get to the Nameless Isle, you get an achievement called Island Hopper. And when you get an achievement on Steam, it tells you the percentage of people that have also gotten that achievement. So
Right.
I was not surprised by this percentage. You want to guess how many people play Divinity 2 and make it to that third island?
17.5.
No, you're not that far off. 25%.
25. That's
Yeah.
more than I thought, dude.
Yeah, I mean that's actually what I would guess. I would guess like 20, I guess a quarter or a third of the people make it that far. So I wasn't surprised by that. 'Cause it's a lot of content, man. Especially that
Yeah.
second island, Reaper's Coast, dude, it is just so much. But
Yeah,
I'm
and the
enjoying
first
it.
one.
I'm enjoying it. I will say, and I've said this multiple times, I think I definitely prefer two players to as opposed to
Two
four.
characters.
Two characters as opposed to a full party of four.
Yeah. Speeds things up.
Yeah, it does make some fights more difficult, like the demon that keeps possessing one of us. Like it makes those
Dude,
types of
that was
fights
so
super hard.
tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in general, it's just the game moves a lot quicker.
Did you go through it on your single play?
Not
That.
really. Because I had already kind of done it before. I did a pretty thorough run through Reaper's Coast, man. Like I did all the little side quests and like
Oh no, I
everything.
meant that this
Oh, the
the possession
fight?
boss.
Oh,
Yeah.
so much easier with four players. So much easier. Yeah.
Oh, you have four on
Yeah,
your
I got
single
four
play.
characters
Oh,
on my
okay.
single player playthrough,
So you
which
can honestly say which one is better.
what do you mean which one? Like two
I
versus
mean,
four?
yeah, 2 versus 4.
Well, some parts of the four-man squad are better because, like I said last week, like I finally have a character who can do pet pal. I got a character who has thievery, can lock pick. Like I've got all my bases covered. Between my four characters, I've got at least someone who can do something, whatever I need. When you have two characters, you have to like make some tough decisions. Like, you know what? We're just not going to pick any locks this game, or we're not talking
Yeah.
to animals this
Any
game.
animals. Yeah, for sure.
Yep. But
Mavonius says, yeah, a massive city with a big underground, and I'm in the underground area fishing for the Death Fog story. So he's in the last island, and he's
oh, in
saying it's
Arcs.
bigger than
Yep.
you think.
Oh boy. Can't wait. Yeah, but I mean, even with four characters, dude, I think I logged in and I spent like half an hour just doing inventory management and like fixing my slots in the action bars and like just getting everything tidied up and, you know, putting all my potions here on this action bar and like just a half an hour doing that. Didn't even play the game. Just like was just doing some housekeeping. Like that's what happens when you yeah. have four characters. But yeah. it's still like, dude, the more I play this game, the more I think this is one of the best games ever made.
Speaking of characters, every game has characters. Risk of Rain 2 has a new character on their 1.0 launch. So the game is finally out, and they did something I fully support in raising the price. It's one of these things where, like, hey, what have you done for me lately? Like, you ain't come and support us when we're a lowly little developer trying to fucking kick the can down the road, but... Now that we're out and overwhelmingly positive, you want to join the bandwagon? $30, not 20, motherfucker.
Well, it's 25.
I'm
25.
Is it 25?
Yeah, okay, Factorio, 25. Or no, not Satisfactory, or was it? No, it was Factorio. Went from $20 to $30. I was like, man, that's okay. A pretty big jump. But Risk yeah. of Rain 2, only $25.
And really all that does is like gives them more leeway for when it goes on sale. You know, they can now go on sale back to their original price or whatever mm-hmm. it is. But yeah, I fully support that. I think it's totally cool. Like you're basically paying them to like, you know, for all their hard work. Or the new people are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I played it. The more important thing than the new character is that you can beat the game now. There's an actual last level. Mm-hmm. And... I assumed that you would have to have a super epic run and, you know, one of those 2.5 hour games where you feel like a god and then something weird happens and then you end up at the god level. That's, or at the boss level. I thought that's what it was going to be, but no, actually, there is, let's say that there's 9 levels. I'm going to go ahead and guess that there's 9 different worlds. If one of those pops up, you can, from that level, go straight to the boss. So it might take 30 minutes. It might take an hour. But you're going to get there if you want to. You don't have to go. You can change the orientation of the teleporter and go somewhere else. But I thought it was a good way of doing it. I'm glad that you can get there pretty quick. I've been to the boss twice now. One time I actually beat him. But a little bit of spoilers. There's the spaceship's going to blow up thing at the end of the thing. So there's an escape route. And if you haven't got enough movement ability, you're gonna die. There's no way you're going to get out of there in time. I have, you know, the engineer is one of the slowest characters. He has no mobility whatsoever. So, and I was at the end. I was the only one alive at the end. So I just did not make it out. And so, the boss is just some dude with a sword, nothing super crazy. But at his third phase, he takes all of your items away from you. So the stronger you are, the stronger he is then. So that's just something to think about when you go mm-hmm. go fight him. Okay. But, I've been with this game since the beginning. I've loved where it's gone. And it really feels better and it does feel complete. And I'm very happy with the 1.0 launch.
Nice. One of these days, yeah. I'm going to get into this game. It'll probably be in like 2 years, but it'll happen, man. I mean, overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam.
I get it, dude. I get it. Like, I think a lot of the appeal is that 1 in 10 game where it's just an amazing. You have a great time. Mm-hmm. Everything clicks and you just go off.
Gotta have that good run.
You could go potentially 30 games and not have that 1 in 10 game. You know what I mean? With bad luck. Mm-hmm. And so.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for
talk
them.
Talk to me about Total War Saga while I go get a drink, Bobby.
Total War Saga. Yeah, I can't imagine you'd care too much about this game.
I'll be right back.
All right. Total War Saga. So that was released on... I'm sorry. Total War Saga Troy. That was released on Epic Games. This week they had that one day where you could get it for free, so hopefully everybody picked it up. It was August 13th, the same day that they had Remnant and some other game for free. We posted it all over the Discord, so hopefully you're checking the deals channel there, because that's a good way to stay notified of all these free games. I'm really liking Total War Saga Troy. I'm just going to call it Troy now. I'm first of all, I'm not like the person who should be giving you the in-depth review here, because I've only played one other Total War game, and that was Shogun or Shogun 2, I think. And I enjoyed that one. This one seems a lot more streamlined to me. Like, it seems like you can get around the UI a lot quicker, and it's maybe a little, I don't want to say simpler, but streamlined, the way that you can set things up. I like how you can pray to different gods and get bonuses, and then that's what allows you to create these special units, these like mythical creatures that can join your armies. I'm really enjoying it, but it's just like, it's a Total War game. Like, I don't know the subtle nuances of Total War games to tell you like, oh, this is, you know, a new thing that they're doing here. This is what's different or makes this one good. I'm sure someone out there could do a much better job of that than me. But I have heard that this is, because it's called Total War Saga, it's supposed to be like a smaller version of a Total War game. Maybe they'll have a bigger game that includes this in the future. But honestly, I kind of like the smaller version of it, because it's a little easier to digest. This is such a big game. So the first time I sat down to play this game, it was like, I don't know, man. Like, I stopped playing, and then like I looked in the Epic Games library, and it was like, you've been playing for 5 hours on this game. And I'm like, really? 5 hours? Man, that flew by. You know, it's one of those games that just sucks you in. And like, I really like it, but it takes so much time. So I do kind of enjoy the smaller piece of it. I will say I'm getting better at it, though. Like, it's so different playing these grand strategy games rather than like an RTS, what I'm used to, like where everything's just very quick and you're thinking on the fly. And, you know, these grand strategy games, you're really just moving troops and learning what counters what, and it's all about like placement, and I'm figuring it out. I don't know if this is like the mode that I'm playing on, but it lets you redo battles. And I found that super helpful, because I kept losing this battle over and over and over again. And eventually I was able to win it. And it was only because I got to replay the same battle and try different things and just figure out what those changes make or what those changes do, that I was able to get better at the combat. But yeah, man, it's free. Like, I can't complain. Really enjoying it. Nick's been talking a lot about the Warhammer ones, and I know that got a bad rap for the first one that came out, but the second one apparently is really good. So I think that might be worth checking out. But
that might be their best game ever. I think it's the most popular game ever.
Warhammer 2?
Yeah, Warhammer 40... Warhammer...
Total War Warhammer
2. Warhammer 2, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it might be like, I don't track these games too closely, so I don't... I couldn't tell you that, but... I mean, I still remember when Rome came out, and like everybody... Like, I knew a lot of people that were playing that. These have always just kind of been popular games for a lot of people.
Yeah. Do you think Sniper's drunk? He keeps talking to us, and I don't know what the fuck any of his messages mean.
Oh, in the show notes? I don't know, because my window overlaps that, so I can't quite see it, and then I click over to see it, but he's already deleted it.
So you can't read it, and I can't decipher it, so yeah, all right.
Can't...
So, you know, 3 weeks ago I talked about how I was going to play... what to play next thing for, you know, that the Steam algorithms come up with you, for you, you know, games that you own and cross-reference it with reviews and popularity, and then it keeps feeding you games. About every third or fifth game is actually worth playing, and something I actually forgot about. One of those that came up was Kingdom Come Deliverance. It's been 2 weeks since that came up, but I really wanted to give this game its due. I did not. I played it for about two hours. I can get a general gist of what's going on, and I'll share with you guys. I haven't played a game that like reminded me of Skyrim so much. in a long time. But that's basically what you're doing. You're playing a Skyrim made from a AA developer, not a AAA developer. And it shows, but it's not game breaking at all. Like, it's definitely enjoyable. The storytelling is very good. The voice acting is good. You know, you're paying a little bit of a price on graphics and animations, but all the points are getting across. And from time to time, you're like, oh, that's really pretty. Usually backgrounds and stuff like that. Where they really shine here is the realism. Like, the huts, the way they're built, the castles, the just the tools lying on the wall, and it really, really feels like a feudal existence. It sells it really well.
Is it more like an RPG like Skyrim, or does it kind of feel like an open world kind of game like GTA?
So it's definitely open world. You really get the sense that you could walk in any direction for as long as you wanted. Just, you know, Skyrim and GTA, they're similar in a lot of ways. But the very interesting part about the RPG part of it is I've been getting stat points from conversations. So if you do really well in a conversation, you might get +1 to speaking. And it feels like, I don't know how arbitrary these things are. I don't know which of the options is going to get me that where I want to go, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Like, there was in one place in particular. So this guy was talking shit about the king. And then I had to decide whether or not I was going to fuck him up or whatever. And I decided not to because I don't know what my policies on the king were. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's a fucking douchebag, and this guy's right. The game was definitely pushing me towards, like, fuck this guy. But I was like, I don't know. So I said, no, I'm not going to fuck with him. And then I didn't get the point that was obvious that was, you know, offered. So I thought that was weird. But I do like the way that I'm gaining, you know, if you start acting tough in your conversations, you might get a point of strength as opposed to, like, if you're lying or just talking for a long time, you get a point to speech or whatever. So I like that. But the realism is, you know, the combat feels like War of the Roses or a game like that.
Mm-hmm. Where you're controlling your swing and
maybe not quite as in depth, but, you know, that's what they're going for. The entire thing is realism. When you're on your horse, you actually have free look, as you would. You know, you can look behind you, and you're not controlling your horse with your mouse. You're controlling it with WASD, and it feels very realistic. You know, there's a chase sequence at the end of the first level, and, you know, you're being chased by these guys, and, you know, in a lot of games they would have just put you on rails and you could, like, turn around and shoot arrows at them or whatever. Like, a lot of games would have done that, but this game, it's completely, you know, besides the story pushing you this way, you run the way you want to run. When I got to the fucking fort, I had arrows all in my horse. I got an arrow in my leg, and none of that was, like, scripted. Maybe the leg arrow.
That's kind of an old school game, like a game design right there.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens. You know, the story is up to you to, because the story isn't all that deep. It's just like, you're just a boy, and you're the blacksmith's son, and then shit goes down, and then you just have to go from there, and whatever happens, happens. And that's how real life is. It's like a real life game. It's Skyrim without the magic and the dragons. I really wish I had more time to play this. It's very intriguing. I will, if I play this next week, I will definitely talk about it again.
Cool. All right, I think that's going to do it for highlights. Those are the games we've been playing this week. Before we move to our next section, though, we should give some shout-outs here. MPLOF coming in with another gifted sub. Thank you very much, man. Every week with that consistency.
We also got the baby again. I just sent you a little thing for her. Try to mail 15 pounds worth of stuff across the country, man. They with a dying USPS, it's not a super pleasant experience.
Not looking good for the postal service.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holcomb 73, 7 months, man. Thank you.
Thank you,
Seven
dude.
months. All right. And then, of course, Epic Try Hard Face, 12 months. That's 1 whole year. It's
Is it?
been,
They haven't changed that yet?
yeah, 1 year. Whoops. That's what I'm reading. All right. So it's time for On the Radar, games that have come to our attention this week, games that we are interested in playing. I'm going to start off with Wasteland 3. So I was talking to Rusty Bagel, and he was mentioning that he was considering picking up this game, but he didn't have anyone to play with. And he was trying to convince me to pick it up so we could play together. And I have never played a Wasteland game. I looked it up in Steam. I have Wasteland 2, never played it though. And Emilio, I remember you played the second one a while ago when that came out.
I want to say, I'm going to guess here. I'm going to go ahead and say 15 hours I played it. But I had a good time. But compared to these games that I've played recently, like Desperados 3, I played the demo of, and then its offshoot is from, the Japanese version of that. God damn, I can't think of the word, the name.
Yeah, we were talking about it a week or two ago. I remember
Yeah,
that
I
one.
think that those games, at least mechanically, as far as the tactical turn-based part of it, like blow Wasteland out of the water. Wasteland's really known for its story and it's for its setting, and so that's where it usually does really well. But I'd rather have, if I was going to choose between the two, I'm not saying that the story in I'll just say Desperados as a placeholder. I'm not saying that it's not as good. It probably isn't, but I'd rather
Right.
have good action than good story in just about any game.
Yeah.
So, and the action is super good. Like the mechanics are so strong in those games.
Well, you got to remember, Wasteland 2 came out in 2014, so it's
Yeah,
been a
maybe they're
while.
updating. Yeah, for
Yeah, I
sure.
imagine this is going to be better in a lot of ways, and people are comparing it to Divinity Original Sin 2, so that sounds exciting. Now, it does come with a $60 price tag, so yeah, that's a little heavy, but I don't know. I don't
PC
mind
World
speed.
Game of the Year 2014.
Oh yeah, they did. Game of the Year, Wasteland 2. Interesting.
How would I do this? How would I find how many hours I put in a certain game, Bobby? I go
Just
to my
look at the Steam
profile.
page of the game and it should tell you. Should in that green highlight or ribbon, it should say when you purchased it, and I think how many hours, somewhere around there. But yeah, Wasteland 3 is coming out August 28th, so right around the corner here. I don't know, I might wait for reviews on this one and then see what it's looking like.
Ooh, I was way off. 31.5 hours.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I remember you talked about that multiple weeks. Like it came up a
Yeah.
lot.
Now that I'm
Well,
remembering,
here's the
I
thing, dude. If I remember this correctly, you played Wasteland 2 before it was officially released. I think you bought into the beta or something. And
probably.
when you first played it, I
Sounds like
remember.
me.
Yeah. When you first played it, I remember you're like, it wasn't good. Like you said, it had a ways to go. And then I remember you went back to it and really liked it after that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I never beat it. I don't think I can go back now. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, Wasteland 3 brings the mechanics up to date. To I'm not saying copy these guys. Ninja Theory, I think that those are the guys who make these games. But update your mechanics. You have a
Yeah.
lot of room to work there.
If I remember correctly, you had characters in Wasteland 2 that were named after us. There was me,
Yeah.
Chad, and you, and my guy was terrible. Like I was like the medic or something, and I was
Chad
pretty useless.
he's always the fucking A1 star in all of my fucking every time I
He's
name the
the
country.
Chad.
Although I will tell you, yeah, he is the Chad. I will tell you, in D&D, he is not the Chad, dude. He all night last night. I don't think he rolled over a 10
for 30 consecutive rolls. It was, I had to just call him out on it. I was like, what are you doing over there, dude? That's with plus mechanics. He couldn't roll over a 10.
Wow.
He's just tripping over himself the whole night.
Just bad luck.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. Next up here, we've got Castle Storm 2. Now, I don't know, man. This is a game that I was like, I did not see coming. Like, really? They're making a sequel to this? I really liked the first Castle Storm. I don't know if you ever played it. It's like a 2D tower defense projectile warfare game. Kind of like Tank Wars, or maybe a little bit like Worms, but you don't move characters around. Well, some characters do move, but they kind of just walk towards each other. I really liked the first Castle Storm, man. I actually played a pretty good deal of that. You know, it's kind of a simple game. It's got little cartoonish graphics, and, you know, it's just like a simple trajectory game. But it was a lot. I thought that game was a lot of fun for, like, the price. And I'm kind of excited they're making a second one. I'm not in any, like, big rush to play it, but I'd probably check it out. It's coming to the Epic Game Store. I guess it's going to be an exclusive on there. So they have a page up there. You can watch some videos of it. You didn't play any of the Castle Storm games?
No, but these kind of games have been around forever. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these.
Oh, yeah, dude. Tank Wars was like 91 or something. Yeah, they've been around forever.
Not just that, but the free-to-play fucking, you know, streaming games.
I don't think this is going to be free-to-play.
No, I'm talking about like stick figure versions of this same concept have been around for years and years and years, where you have a castle, you're up against another castle, and then your warriors are just fighting in the middle. There's like several iterations of this, but this is like a, you know, like a, the top end of development for something like this. And it always appeals to me because I wouldn't call it nostalgia. I'm not going to say it's nostalgia, but I used to play this when all I had was like a pencil and paper. I would draw one fort and I would draw another fort, and then I would draw all the guns I could on one fort and all the guns I could on another fort, and then have them fight it out. And it's just like a childhood thing for me. And I think this looks fantastic. I haven't seen a better graphic game of one of these. I don't know what you call these.
Dude, you probably have Castle Storm. Like, I don't know. That just ends up in people's libraries somehow. Like, it's probably there. What looks like they're doing in the second one, though, I'm looking at the video here. There's this hexagonal map, or a map with hexagonal squares. So it looks like there's going to be a meta game to it where, you know, there's like this larger map where you have to control and apply some strategy there, as opposed to just being in that 2D environment where you're flinging things at each other and sending your troops out.
Braconius is the man, dude. He just said Wasteland 3 is going to be on Game Pass.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. $5, Bobby. $5.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not like I'm hard up for games to play, dude. Like, I didn't play Remnant from the Ashes when it came out last week. Like, it's, you know, there's no shortage of good games out there.
I couldn't wait for you to come back and be like, I can't believe this pile of shit you talked about for 5 weeks.
A lot of people were playing it on Discord, man. I know I missed out. It was like the game of the week on the DLG Discord server. And it looks like, they got Enter the Gungeon and God's Trigger coming up as free games. God's Trigger was that game that you and JP Diddy played a couple weeks ago, months ago, right?
Yeah, we finished it. Grab a buddy and just play a couple nights and finish that thing. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. What else we got here? Demons Ate My Neighbors. Okay, this...
Hey, I found this for you,
Bob. No, you didn't, dude. I saw this before you sent me that text, man. I was all over this. I called it, man. Like, this is like an I told you so moment. I've been saying this for years. Where is our Zombies Ate My Neighbors remake, remaster, spiritual successor, whatever? How is that game? That was a popular game. You know, how has that game not been remade somehow? And this is it. Demons Ate My Neighbors is basically a remake of Zombies Ate My Neighbors. It's not, I mean, they're not copying it exactly, but you look at the gameplay and yeah, it's exactly it looks just like it, right down to the
Bobby,
paper
didn't you
nifty.
say? So I never played this game, but didn't you say it was kind of like a proto roguelike?
It kind of was, but there was no what do they call that when the level
Progression?
changes? No, not progression. It wasn't a roguelike. The levels didn't change. Like, they were always the same when you went through them. It was just like your standard video game back in the day that, you just had like level one. And Zombies Ate My Neighbors had like, what, 99 levels? I don't know. I never made it. I never beat that game. Like, once my friend made it to like the big brain boss and beyond, and like he got really far in it. But the thing about that game was like, it got really hard, and it was so hard to get really far into it. Not only that, but the maps were just so great. Like, they included all these like horror settings. They have like the mall with the Tommyknockers that come out with the axes and try to chop you up. They've got the maze that you get lost in, the hedge maze, and the Jason guys with the chainsaws. There's the giant baby and the evil doctor in his castle. Like, there are just so many great creative maps there, and I hope that's what they really bring out in this game. And I don't think there was any randomness in the levels. I don't think anything was procedurally
Oh,
generated.
gotcha.
Like, even like you could always find the weed whacker in this spot. Oh God, and there was that level with just all the weeds, and you had to have the weed whacker. God, it was a great game, dude. I would go back and play that on an emulator. That's how good that was. So
Oh,
Demons Ate
just
My, yeah, just wait for Demons Ate My Neighbors. Well, that's coming out September 1st, 2021. So it's like
who
a full
knows?
year away, man.
Yeah.
It's out there. They
But
are calling it a roguelike, though.
you would imagine that these guys, share a lot of your sentiments, so they're going to focus on the good and get rid of the bad. So hopefully, that's what you always expect out of these things,
Yeah.
right?
Developer and publishers Turned Out Games. I like that name. But they are tagging this as a roguelike, so I wonder if they're going to change like that fundamental element of the game. I think it would work well as a roguelike. I think
Yeah,
that'd be a good fit for it. But they're
I agree.
keeping that pixelated visual style, and yeah, it's going to be great, man. That's on the wish list for sure. Keeping an eye on that.
My brother
This.
just sent me a text that it's my dad's birthday today, so happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, shit. How old would he have been?
84.
84? Wow, that's pretty old.
That's why you didn't make it, dude.
How long you think you're gonna live for?
Don't know. I drink a lot. I just had a what do you call it? Physical, and they said my triglycerides are very high, which is like a form of cholesterol. But besides that, she said I'm healthy. So
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
not bad. I mean, dude,
It's not bad.
that's an easy fix.
Yeah.
Did you just have a physical just 'cause, or did you have to do it for something?
Yeah, just because what's I doing? Oh, because of COVID, I was going to the doctor anyway. I was like, I might as well get a physical while I'm here, So, and it'd
Oh,
been a while, at least a couple
yeah. Yeah, do
years.
it while you can. Yeah, I don't know if I've had like the full physical in a while. And I think the first time that I did that was like right after I stopped drinking. And like I was like, I better go in and see what the damage is. And it was probably like 3 months after I'd stopped drinking. And the first thing the doctor says to me is like, "Do you drink a lot?" He was like looking at my sheets or whatever. That's like the first thing he asked me. I'm like, "No, actually, I just quit." He's like, "Oh, thank God."
Damn, dude. Good thing you did. No, liver and kidneys are doing great, she said. Super healthy.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean bill of health. All right, man. My mom tells me that right when you get in your 50s is when it all just like really, it's like a steep cliff, man.
Steve,
Just like everything goes downhill. So got that to look forward to.
I would say that I'm probably gonna live to like 80, but I believe my mind will probably go around 72, 73, I think. That's what happened to my dad. He lost his mind. Alzheimer's and
Alzheimer's, yeah.
yeah, dementia and all that stuff. And I'm a lot like my dad, so I think the same thing's gonna happen. So I look at, but when it happens, I won't know it. So that's pretty great.
It's the aluminum in the deodorant, apparently, that's causing that. That's why my girlfriend is, she keeps using this. God, she gave me some of it. You know, like
the Tom's of Maine?
Like the hippie deodorant that doesn't work. You got to put it on like every hour. I don't know. It's in, it was a little tiny container of it. But it's a tough call, man. I mean, you want to get Alzheimer's or you want to have body odor? Like, I don't know.
And I put that stuff on my balls too. The stick. Deodorant? Yeah. Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah. That's not good. Have all the kids you want now, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. What do you think, Bobby? We've been pushing this back and forth. Should we have another kid? So here's my dilemma, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how much sleep do I want to lose, right? Versus what are the odds I'm going to have a boy, which is what I really want?
Mm-hmm. That's
so those are the two that I'm really – it's like a – can you do the math? I can't do the math. I haven't been able to figure it out. Yeah,
I don't know. But I think if you're going to have another kid, you got to do it within 2 years, like a year or two.
Totally. Yeah. It would be like next month if I decide. Oh, okay. Or next couple of months, yeah.
Yeah, you can't wait too long on that. I don't know, man. Like, I'd say if you're going to do it, then JP says don't do it. And that he would know.
He would know. He has the face of a man with two kids and a mortgage. My nephew sniffed that out in about 32 seconds.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're really asking the wrong person here. The person who doesn't have.
No, I know. I know. But sometimes it's good to have an outside perspective. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm sure JP could give you some much more sage advice on that. But
yeah.
All right. So what do we got next here? Okay. This next game. This is another one that's going on the wish list here. Parkasaurus. This is what was that Jurassic Park game where you build a park?
Evolution.
Jurassic Park Evolution. Yeah, that was
that right.
It. Yep. Okay. So this is like that game.
Did you play Evolution?
I did not. No, never got around to it.
All right, let's check it out.
It's a management game where you're building a dinosaur theme park. And the graphics are way different than Evolution. Evolution has really good graphics, actually. This has much more of a blocky style. I don't know. I wouldn't call it cartoonish, but much more blocky. But the people that are writing reviews for this game has overwhelmingly positive reviews. And the people that are writing reviews are saying that, you know, the game looks a little childish and silly, but the mechanics and the gameplay is super solid and actually really in depth. Like Jurassic Park Evolution, or was it Jurassic World Evolution? I think it was Jurassic World Evolution.
Yeah, Jurassic World Evolution. Yeah, let me cut in real quick, Bobby. So I'm looking at it right now. It's sitting at a motherfucking 92% for recent reviews, which is higher than its all reviews, which means the support of the game has probably been pretty good. Mm-hmm. I can see why you haven't played it. It's $45.
Yeah, but it was on sale for a little while, and they've added some DLC to it.
I mean, this is your shit, dude.
It does look cool. But, you know, we had that talk last week about management games and sim games, and how I just, like, there's so much time and there's so much, like, lead into it. And you know, of course I played a Total War game for like 8 hours this week, so I mean, I guess I can't really use that excuse. But I am having trouble with sim games lately, because it's not even just the starting it up and playing it, but it's the leaving it. Like, I don't know if I'm going to play any more Total War Troy Saga. Like, I'd like to. I definitely would if I weren't on a schedule and trying to like bring something new to the table every week. But honestly, I'm probably not. So I don't know. I don't want to get involved with anything long term, you know, because I just know it won't last. But yeah, dude, Jurassic World Evolution looks fantastic. And
somebody buy Bobby fucking this game and send it to him, because he's not going to buy it for himself. Thank you.
Well, I've never heard of this game, and they said like, hey, this is our 1.0 launch. So I don't know. Were they in like early access before?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
August 13th. I mean, it's on sale right now for $20, typically $25. Seems like a good price for a game like this. And it seems like the depth is there. Like, this game really has what people want out of a sim management game. It's so hard to find a good one, man. Like, there's so many bad ones out there.
It's a different version of what I was talking about earlier. Like, what would you rather have? Gorgeous graphics or
solid gameplay?
Or a solid, yeah, like, it's more than just gameplay. I feel like it's the math that makes, like, a sim game really good, you know, rewarding and all that stuff. It's all the calculations going on in the background. They give you just enough to keep you going. Don't take it enough. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, which one would you rather have? But although Jurassic World is not a bad game, like, it's reviewed very highly. Mm-hmm. So
I think it had kind of it didn't have a bad start. The biggest complaint about that when the game came out was that you reach a certain point and then there's really nothing else to do. There's no progress to be made. That's probably changed. They got a bunch of DLC. Like, they probably had updates. So I don't know if that's as much of a problem anymore.
Yeah, because it has a 10% jump, which is, you know, that's pretty rare between all time and recent. That's usually the other way around.
Yeah. And it's not like I make it sound like the game didn't have a great release. And it actually did. Like, Jurassic World, I think, was pretty popular when it came out. But yeah, Parkasaurus looks good too, man. They both look good.
All right. So something from On the Radar channel on our Discord, which, by the way, big change is coming soon. Sniper's been working very hard on changing the entire Discord. I don't know if it's going to be better, but hopefully it is, because that's what we're aiming for. Yeah. So that's all coming pretty soon. But until then, you can go on to the podcast portion of our Discord and make contributions to the show. And this is one of them, Cavity Busters. So, super heavy influences by the Binding of Isaac here. It's like hand-drawn art. It looks like it was all drawn with a marker, but it looks good. Like, it's not a bad thing. The whole thing looks not just drawn with marker, but painted with marker. Everything's over the top. I guess there's the overall dental theme going on, but it's not overly played. It is gross. There's a bunch of weird and nasty things going on, but nothing that I even seen in Binding of Isaac. They push the bullet hell on this game way more than in Binding of Isaac. And there's a bullet time button, I believe, a la Max Payne 3. Something like that. Just slows down time so that you can dodge a little bit better. But yeah, man, it has a lot of character to it. A lot of, like, this is a game that I would at least want to check out and see if it holds up. But yeah, I'm glad that Binding of Isaac has inspired a whole, not a genre, but an entire movement of games. You know what I mean?
Because
it's one of my favorite games, and people just took out what they didn't like of it, emphasized what they did liked from it, and now you're getting all these iterations or influences from it. So I'm not saying it's good, but it looks interesting.
Yeah, and it's only $10.79. I mean, it's on sale from $11.99, so you're not saving a ton of money, but that's a reasonable price.
Yeah, only 7 reviews. Only 7, but only it's 7. All
We'll see what that says next week.
Yeah. Oh, and that's all the 7 developers.
It just came out August 12th, so this game hasn't been out that long. All right. Among Us. I know Nick has been playing this. What is this game? So
that's why it's on here. He's been hounding me nonstop. He says it's a game like Werewolf. What's that other version? Basically, it's a party game in real life where two people are saboteurs, but nobody knows who they are, and you got to get something done without them fucking it up. So basically, it's like winter Project Winter.
Yeah, move your mic closer to your mouth so we can hear you a little better. There was a game that we always forget the name of that we used to play. You, me, Chad, it was back at your old house. We always forget the name of it, but it was really based on that. Multiple people playing, find out who the enemy is. It's always a random person, you know. Or God, and the name of it was like Don't Look Suspicious or something like that.
In the Nick of Time? Is that it?
In the Nick of Time? No, that's I don't probably think not that's it, right?
All right. But this is, I would say it's a lot more lo-fi than Project Winter. This is just like little characters running around on a spaceship, it looks like, with a lot of like locking doors and activating things and stuff like that. But the reviews are overwhelmingly positive on this game. You play as these cute little like astronaut dudes. It supports 4 to 10 players. It's only $5 and it's not on sale. So I think this could be a very strong game night game.
Yeah, it could be 4 to 10 players. So it can accommodate quite a few people.
The only problem with Project Winter was that, I brought it back. I brought it up when I first reviewed it, is that communication in that game is a big part of a mechanic, you know? You put together walkie-talkies so that you can talk to other people. But when everybody's on one Discord, it kind of throws that out at the window, so you're not getting exactly what they were going for, you know? And this one, it seems like it's a little more like the tabletop or the social game. So, yeah, I would like to play it.
Hmm. Yeah, only $5.
Yep.
All right, and then the last one up, Spelunky 2. They got a Steam page now, right?
They do have a Steam page, and the only video on that Steam page is the... So Spelunky 1 was... By the way, PC Gamer Game of the Year. I forgot what year it was, but they were. One developer did the music, the art, everything, top to bottom. He did it. Spelunky 2, you know, he has a team of people, but the entire first video is just him talking honestly about how it was going, how their focus going into it, what they were trying to achieve, what got done, what didn't get done, just like full transparency. And that's what I really like to see. And, you know, hearing his voice and the inflection on certain words and stuff, you really get a sense of like how this is going. And he is excited. And I'm watching this stuff and a smile just starts coming across my face. And I'm like, this is great. Like, I really am looking forward to this. This is high up there, man. This might be like above Cyberpunk for me. Just wow. Not because I think it's a better game.
Yeah,
which it might be. But like, I have time for Spelunky 2.
Yeah,
I don't have time for Cyberpunk 2077. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you really like the first one. And there is a video out there of the one on their Steam page?
Yeah.
Of him talking? One. Yeah, okay, good. Yep. That is that. So yeah, go to the Steam page and watch that video. It's like 3.5 minutes. And it is really good. To hear him talk about like the things that he wants to do differently in this and like his ideas for it. And it made me feel a little bit better, because at first I was just like, okay, it's more Spelunky. Like 6 or 7 years later, it's been a while. We're just going to get more Spelunky. But really he's going to be improving upon the formula, an already great formula, because the first Spelunky was such a great game. And it seems like there's going to be a little more emphasis on multiplayer.
Yeah, so you could do it with couch co-op mode, whatever that is, with Steam right now, mm-hmm. the first one. But now you can just do online co-op. So
yeah. Do they have a price on this? No, they don't. No release date? What was the first Spelunky when it came out?
I want to say $12.99. That's my guess.
It's $14.99 now.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was probably $15. Guess. Yeah. And that came out in 2013, of course, the year of the roguelikes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool, man. Spelunky, it's about time we had more Spelunky. All right, it is time.
Housekeeping.
Okay, you want to do that? You want to do some ad reads?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, a couple. So, our Patreon. Been a long time since we've got a new one. You thinking about it? Go over to dlgaming.net. You can find everything there. How to support us, media, pictures of us, whatever. You can jack off to those pictures. I'm not telling you to. You have to, but that's an option.
Please don't.
Mostly Bobby, though. Mostly Bobby. With your Patreon, you get a green name on our Discord, which is also super sweet. You can. What else do they get, Bobby? They get a free T-shirt at the $10 tier. And there's one more tier after that, but we didn't even talk about it. So special.
Yeah, and our
I'm really
upcoming
drunk
movie
now.
for Movies on the DL, our patron-only podcast, is going to be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah,
So.
we don't do these things fast enough for you guys to see. Should I go see this movie? This is more like you've already seen it. Let's take a deep dive and see what these guys think about it.
Yeah,
That's
well, it's
kind
not
of
like
what we
there's
do.
any super new movies coming
New
out right
movies.
now. I mean, there kind of is. They're finding other platforms for them. Like they're releasing them to streaming or whatever. It's kind of
Dude, I
bananas,
started
dude.
watching. I'm not one for action flicks, but Jamie Foxx is in that Power movie on Netflix,
Oh,
where
yeah.
you take a pill and you have a superpower for 5 minutes. I watched like the first half. I was like, this is not bad. I really like the special effects. I
I've
don't
heard
know.
good
I was
things
kind
about
of into
that.
it.
There's this Wednesday, there's a Netflix series that's releasing called, oh God, well, I forgot. It's about the Nintendo. It's like a retro gaming documentary. Like we haven't seen 4,000 of those, but I'll give it a shot, man. Like I'll
This is
probably
the
check it
new
out.
one,
This
Bobby.
is the new one, man. The new one about the same old stuff. It's not like anything's changed since then. Let's see, Netflix. No, it's not Nintendo Quest. That one was pretty good. See, I like when the documentaries actually have a different angle on it. There's not just like, let's review the history of video games. Nintendo Quest was about a guy. It's kind of about this scene of people who collect retro games, and it's about this one guy's quest to collect one copy of every single Nintendo game. That one came out in 2015 called Nintendo Quest. Totally check that one out. That one's on Netflix. But the new one, let me see if I can find that here.
While you're doing that, I'm going to read a comment. So Rakone says Spelunky is great. The moment you realize you can steal from the shopkeeper, it's priceless. So
It's
they realize
dangerous,
that a
huh?
lot. What's that?
That's dangerous, stealing from the shopkeep.
Yeah.
I
Oh yeah.
can.
He has a shotgun. But at what was I going to say? Oh, the developer says in that video that they realize how fun the shopkeeper was, so they really double down on it. I think there's like three different kinds of shops now, and they all have different interactions.
Oh, okay. All right, I found it here. It's called High Score. Kind of a generic
Is that the
name.
new one or the old one?
That is the new one that's coming out
Okay.
soon. High Score coming out this Wednesday. I'll probably check it out. Okay.
But what I was going to get to, oh, ne so over the next three episodes, we're going to be trying a new format. Just going to throw this out there, let everybody know so it's not jarring. We're changing the format. We're changing what we're talking about. We're changing basically everything except for Bobby. I tried to switch him out for somebody else, but I could not get a replacement in time. We're trying out three episodes. Going to see what you guys think of it. We're going to be broadening. I guess the most important thing is we're going to be broadening what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're going to be
We.
expanding it beyond PC gaming to video gaming in general, but also just entertainment and media. So, movies, TV, music, possibly, just about anything, but mainly, I think, video games, movies, and TV.
Yeah. But we haven't broken down into highlights on the radar, housekeeping, news. I believe we're going to try blending all of those into one thing and just have a conversation, bounce between these things back and forth.
Yeah,
First one might be clunky, might be great. Who knows?
you don't need to give them the nuts and bolts, but the idea is that we're trying to make it a little more conversational and not just like reporting on this or that one person talking, more of a conversation and just wider topics.
So
We'll see how
after
it
those three
goes.
episodes, let us know what you think.
in the comments below and smash that subscribe button. No, I don't know. I'm terrible at that shit.
Okay. All right. Time for some news. Not very much of it. Although there's basically been one story that's been dominating the news this week, yeah. And that is Fortnite and Apple and Google duking it out over a bunch of money. So, oh my God, where do you even start with this? So what Fortnite did is anytime you have an application or a game on Google or Apple Store, they take a 30% cut. So does Steam. Epic, I think, takes a little bit less. Like 30% is pretty standard cut, but it's a pretty big cut too. So what Fortnite has done, or Epic Games, is they've released a version of the game where you can buy V-Bucks directly through them at a discounted price of only $8 instead of $10. And they get 100% of that money at Epic instead of you paying $10 and them only getting $7. So they're making a little bit more money and you're saving a little bit more money. And that sounds good, and they're kind of sticking it to Apple. So immediately Apple banned the application. I think you can still get the older version of it. And lawsuits started going in both directions. Same thing happened with the Google Store. Now, what's really creepy about this is right after this happened, this is all fabricated and totally constructed by Epic, by the way. Right after this happened, they knew it was going to happen. So they released this video that's kind of mocking Apple using one of their old commercials of, you know, someone throwing something at a screen and basically calling out Apple for now being this faceless corporate entity when they used to portray themselves as the little guy. Yeah. And this came out like snap, dude, like right after the lawsuit happened. Like first the new version of the game came out, the lawsuit, or like the Apple took it off the store, Epic sued, and then the video came out, and they've got a whole web page, and they've got a hashtag, and they've got this whole marketing campaign behind this that was just like, oh, we just happen to have this right here, you know, right where all the drama is. Yeah, and they're trying to like galvanize like all the faithful Fortnite fans, all these kids, I guess, to like hate Apple.
Yeah, there's a social media campaign to, what is it, revive Fortnite or something like that, bring it back or whatever.
Yeah, what's
like
the hashtag?
Like a pro Fortnite campaign. I forget what it is. I don't want to distribute it. Yeah. Whatever it is.
I mean, all this stuff's happening and it's like kind of a big deal, but I don't care much about any of it, man. I mean, I really don't.
Epic's counter suit, or maybe primary suit, is just they're not suing for any money. They just want the way that business is done changed on the platforms, which I don't know.
Yeah, 30%, they're trying to build like themselves lot, up as like the savior here for the little guy. So like these big corporations can't gouge you and take so much. And, you know, maybe if they make some headway here, then that will change it for other people. And, you know, I guess that's a good cause, you know, especially for smaller developers, but Epic's not really a small developer, but I don't know. Maybe some good can come out of this. It's just the way they went about it. So I don't know, man. Like the way they went about it just bothers me a little bit. It's just they're fabricating all of this, dude. Like they're just totally playing like 3D chess with these little 12-year-old kids, you know, just trying to like get
conversely though, there is value that they're paying. They don't make all these awesome best phones in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about both Android and you know, both platforms. They don't do all the marketing on all those phones. They don't manufacture them. They don't, you know, being in the phone game is one of the hardest, most competitive fields.
I mean,
that
don't get me wrong, dude, I don't have any sympathy for Apple either. I'm not taking their side. I don't really care for either of these, but I guess what really bothers me is like I kind of feel like we have more important things going on right now than, and they're trying to pull this thing like this is what this is the righteous cause that you should be jumping on right now, you know. So Epic can make a little bit more money. You know, it's kind of like, you know, at least in America, we got some bigger issues we're dealing with right now. And I don't think now is really the time for your cause, quote unquote, you know.
Save it to next podcast, Bobby. Next week, we're getting political.
No, we're not. Don't worry. We're not going there. Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, this is a developing story, and there's always like a handful of headlines. I just pulled one of them, but I will continue to not care very much about it as the news unfolds. All right. Next article is not really an article, but I just wanted to remind everybody that Summer Games Done Quick has started. In fact, it started Monday, I believe, and if you've never watched this event, I highly recommend checking it out. They're doing it remotely now, so it's not going to be that. I think they did it in Minnesota or Michigan.
There's not going to be those 15 nerds in the background this time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like 15, like late at night. But, you know, you'd get a big crowd for like the good games in the middle of the day. But I'm going to link the schedule there, and you can browse through and see if there's any games you'd be interested. I always love the Jedi Knight run. Of course, I'm going to tune into that. Always love seeing that beat in like 38 minutes or whatever. Some interesting games that I noted here. They got Dusk. That one already happened. Too bad. I'd watch the replays, and sometimes I do, but watching the live events, so much better. But some interesting speedruns they're going to do are Pringles the Game. I didn't even know that was an actual game. This is like a Nintendo game. Knights of the Old Republic. I might check that one out. Night Trap. Apparently, Night Trap is on the PS4, that old game from like way back in the day that caused that stir.
FMV game?
Yeah, that FMV game that people were upset because there was like women in underwear. They took it off the shelves. Baba Is You, which is a really good puzzle game. I talked about it maybe 6 months ago. It feels like a long time ago, but I'd be interested in seeing that speedrun. I don't know how interesting that would be, but I don't know how interesting a speedrun on Night Trap would be either. Then also some new games too, man. Streets of Rage 4 is going to be on there. So I know a couple people played that. We're talking about it. Probably a good one to check out.
Yeah. How do you speedrun that? That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what the time on that one is. Let's see. That one I think has already happened too. That was like earlier. Yeah. That was the third game they did. Time was 53 minutes. Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
2 hour game or so, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure there were glitches or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, game's done quick. GDQ, always a good time. And that's it for news. Time for listener questions.
Yep. Mini Del Macho. I had a dream a few nights ago. Sam had told all DLG casters that Emilio had died. Upon this is super specific, dude. Upon investigation, it was found that to be a professional hit job. The assassin knew that Emilio's appetite and rigged a trap to launch a needle into his brain when he went out for a midnight snack. The dream lingered a bit with confusion on the future of the podcast, but what I am really curious about is, who was the assassin's client? I think he means the assassin's employer. I think is probably what he means.
Wait, that might be right. Who was the assassin's client? Yeah, I think that.
Oh, you
I
might be right. Works. Yeah, because he's he provides murder, and the client would be the buyer.
Yeah, he's
right?
Providing a service. So, murder. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that's a long question. So he had a dream that you got killed. Who killed you? I don't know, man.
Either Shadow Master or Noober 13. I'm going to guess.
Oh, man. Noober 13. What happened to that guy? He friended me on Steam like maybe a month ago or something, just out of the blue.
Yeah, he comes back. He jumps in and out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, not too much.
All right. Yeah, they come and they go.
Yeah, I don't know who else would want to kill me, dude. Everybody loves me.
I don't know. Start bringing people in for questioning on the Discord server. All right, next question from Curd the Ape. This requires some work in advance. Go through your Steam queue and report what is the silliest or most interesting game you found. Any chance you would play that? Fortunately, I read this question in advance and I went through my queue. And first of all, dude, my queue is super boring, man. My queue is like every single like AAA title that everybody has played and talked to death, and you know, for some reason it's not in my library. Like Doom Eternal is on there because I played that off of your account. Like the Outer Worlds is on there. Just, you know, like every single AAA game is on there. One interesting game was there though, and it was called the Henry Stickman
Oh
Collection.
yeah, I have that one too, dude.
You have that one too, dude. This
Looking
one's
at it
getting
right now.
around. This is overwhelmingly positive, 99%, and that is out of like 3,500 reviews. It's not Stickman, it's the Henry Stickman Collection, I guess. And it's a choose your own adventure type game, like very humorous apparently. Kind of
Choose your
like
own
those
path.
old, yeah, like a Strong Bad type of game, it looks like. So, God, you remember those old Strong Bad
Yeah,
cartoons?
fuck it, I'm buying it. Okay, that's
How much
bought.
is this? $14.99.
$15. Yeah. Keep
Yeah.
that out of my account, bud.
Yeah, dude, I would totally check this out. This looks so familiar. This has got to be based off of those old. Oh, man. Yeah, I'd check that out. Single player, $15. And this came out, oh, August 7th, 2020, so it's pretty new. That's probably why I haven't heard of it.
I'm just quickly going through my queue. Pop-up Dungeon, it had its full re review or release, I guess. It's not in early access, it looks like. I like the way that they were going. I played the demo. It's $22, which is a lot of money, but you do get a lot of content out of that. So, because you can write your own stories for your friends and
You have this game,
whatever.
right? You got this in your
Oh,
library?
no, I played the demo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Battlefield 4 is on my thing, so that's kind of weird. I don't know why that would be there.
Well, it's on Steam now. Probably because, I don't know. I don't know what the algorithm is.
And I keep seeing Kill It With Fire, which is like a game where you kill spiders in your apartment by killing it, like way over the top of killing it, like rocket launchers and stuff. It's sitting at a cool 95% right now. Seems like a lot of trolling, but
And yet,
whatever.
that is not a VR game.
No, it definitely should be.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Next question from Old Man Dave. So this question is more for Bobby. Since we kind of feel the same about controllers, are there any games you want to get into, but it's too much of a pain to play on keyboard and mouse? Dark Souls is a series I think I'd enjoy, but really struggle with the controls, especially when I rebind keys because I'm a lefty. Oh man, that's tough.
Yeah, that's a the oof.
Chad was
You're like on the
left-handed, wasn't
wrong
he? Or
side of the
is
wrong side of
left-handed.
history. Yeah, Chad is left-handed, yeah.
It's tough, man. Like they only recently started making mice for left-handed gamers, I feel like you could get like the Omni ones, but yeah, that's tough. So I mean, there's absolutely been games that I felt like I kind of missed out on. Most of the games, it's like, no, this is a terrible expression, but I'm committed now, or a terrible analogy, but I've already mentioned it, so I have to go through with it. It's like when you see somebody who has like a physical deformity or, you know, they're handicapped in some way. It's like Jim Abbott. You know what I'm talking about? Pitched for the Angels, didn't have a hand, but was an amazing pitcher somehow. It's like that's what it's like when you don't play with controllers. Like I learned to play Dark Souls on a keyboard and mouse, and I got pretty good at it, man. I learned to play Rocket League with a
I
keyboard and
cannot follow
mouse.
you down this. This is my opinions are not shared by all. This message is not sponsored
I'm
by
just I'm saying I'm the
TLC
Jim Abbott of
podcast
gaming.
as
That's all
a
I'm
whole.
saying here.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Like I don't really feel like I'm missing out on any games because I kind of do in a way, because I think in Rocket League, it's usually the other way around. Like, if you can be a lot more agile and quicker and faster and precise with a keyboard and mouse, and a controller's kind of like, you know, that'll slow you down. But I think with Rocket League, it's the opposite. I think you can be, I think you can be a better player. Like, if you want to be top tier at Rocket League, you have to use a controller. So I don't know. And in that way, I do kind of feel like I'm missing out, because that was such a great game.
The time you played fighting games, when you were playing that Dragon Ball Z, you weren't playing on a keyboard, were you?
No. And maybe that's the answer, man. Like, fighting games, I can't really do. Although, you know what, though? Fighting games are not tough for me with a controller. They really aren't.
Yeah, it comes natural.
It's navigating a 3D environment that I really struggle with.
And let me save you here. We're just going to segue into the next one. Have you ever considered a fight stick or a hitbox controller? I don't know what a hitbox controller is, but I do know what fight sticks are. And usually they're really expensive. I would take one, like, if when I was a lot younger, and I would be into, like, I've always been into Street Fighter, but, you know, watching these people the first time, but these things were like $100 back when, like, the PlayStation was $200. Like, what the fuck? Like, I can't afford that. There's no way. Now they're probably just as much, but I don't play enough games to, like, constitute that. But the really good ones are really nice, man.
When you're that, cutting in and out. Pull your mic a little closer to your face. So I think that
it's literally right in front of my face. I gotta maybe switch it's something the else. Mic next time. Yeah. What was I saying? But, you know, those really high end ones that have the 360 degrees of motion as opposed to just 8. Like, those are really nice. I wonder what a hitbox controller is.
I'm looking it up
Bobby,
right now.
Bobby, you've never played enough.
Oh, okay. So it's a brand. It's a brand of like a fight stick.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I was never that competitive when I played fighting games. I mean, Street Fighter II is my favorite game back in the day. So it's not like I never played fighting games. I remember one time seeing people playing with a fight stick before. It was at, I don't know, was that some sort of like convention or something, but where they're demoing a bunch of stuff, and I saw some people playing with a fight stick, and that's kind of the first time I ever became aware that you could get that type of controller outside of the arcade. And I never really thought about that being advantageous in any way. I was so used to the Super Nintendo controller that I just never really thought about it. So yeah, and at this point in my life, no, I'd probably never get a fight stick. But I'm curious, like, is that... That's not what, like, top-tier fighting game players use, is it?
Oh, they do. Yeah, if you watch tournaments, they usually have it on their lap, yeah.
Okay.
Most of them, I would say. I'm trying to think of, like, most of the footage that I've seen. They usually have a fight stick sitting on their lap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say here. So, Raconius wants to know if you play like platformers like Ori and the Blind Forest on keyboard.
Platform? Yeah, I do. Like, in fact, I played Awesome Knots with a keyboard and mouse, and it's way better. Platformers are a little difficult. Like, the platformers where you have to shoot and move, keyboard and mouse, I find way better. But yeah, dude, certainly. I don't know, though, actually. I have played some platformers with a controller. Again, that's like something that's ingrained in me from a young age. Like, I played those games on a Nintendo or Super Nintendo, so it's not that difficult. It's the place where I get into trouble is the 3D environment games where you have like one, when you have the analog sticks, when that becomes necessary to use both of the analog sticks, like any sort of GTA game or a first person shooter or anything like that. No, dude, I get carpal tunnel from that.
But unfortunately, you know, I played most of GTA 5 on my keyboard and mouse, but there were just certain sections where you have to jump over to your keyboard. I just couldn't do it, like the flying sections and stuff like that. It just, it's meant for that from the beginning. So, Raconia says, have you ever met or dated a succubus? I wish, man. They're supposed to be super hot. Oh, that's a question from The Witcher 3. I see what he's doing there.
Oh, that's part of a Witcher 3 quest?
Yeah, well, it's that quest where I talk to you
about him and his two buddies getting drunk, like the last three Witchers getting drunk and just talking, and they're talking about truth or dare. And the question that came up for truth or dare was, "Have you ever fucked a succubus?" And they all drink. So I thought that's what he's doing there.
Isn't that like the one thing you're not supposed to do, though? That's like the whole point of succubi. Is that the plural on succubus? Probably.
I hope so. Sounds awesome. Yeah, but when you're a professional monster killer, it doesn't matter. You can fuck it and then kill it, right? And on that, I can't beat that. Speaking for, what do you play next week, Bobby?
Next week, I don't know, man. Maybe Parkasaurus. I'm gonna have a busy week, but I still want to play Remnant, so I might get into that. I just didn't have time this week with Troy. But I don't know, nothing solid yet. Either Remnant or maybe Parkasaurus. I love that name too, Parkasaurus.
I like Kingdom Come. I want to go do that, and I also want to finish the Mortal Kombat. It's funny because we're like ha almost halfway through the week. We are halfway through the week already. But anyway, I'll probably play tonight. The Mortal Kombat Aftermath. I want to beat that, and then start getting into what character I like and start practicing. I gotta pee so bad. And on that note, speaking for Bobby and myself. Pee-pee titties, everybody. Bye-bye.